still plenty of time to leave a Hill note for us on any topic on the Odyssey app, and we will play the best ones back in about half an hour or 40 minutes or so. So just go to the Odyssey app and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and leave a voice note. Odyssey app, another way in which you can listen to this show and this radio station if you cannot listen on the radio or you cannot stream it. Then you can just go right to the Odyssey app and listen to us at any time of the day or night or wherever you are in the continental United States of America and in Alaska and in Hawaii. Can we open up the window world of Boston weather window for Chris Curtis, please? Curtis, what do you see out there today?
I see Jupiter. 64 degrees right now, mostly cloudy skies in Boston. Sun's going to come out this afternoon, going to be highs in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, perfect. Friday, might have to dodge some showers going in and out of Echelon Friday evening, but the rest of the weekend is perfect. Saturday, 73. Sunday, 73. Monday, 75, all with abundant sunshine. So perfect weekend for your Labor Day barbecues.
Awesome. All right. And you can get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. But they are more than just windows. They are everything exterior for your home. So check out windowworldofboston.com. It appears there may be some good news for Tom Brady and for Fox this morning because the NFL is going to now allow Tom Brady to participate in production meetings in advance of calling the game on Sunday, and that means he can talk to coaches and players. And I thought it was ridiculous that he couldn't anyway. So
that's a good thing.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, that's a good thing.
I think that's why Vrabel was so tight-lipped when I asked him about the Vrabel statue. And I said, you know, did he address the team?
Not the Vrabel statue, the Brady.
When I talked, when we had Vrabel on and we were discussing the Brady statue, I asked if he popped in to talk to the players at all, you know, and he was very, he's like, nope, never came in.
Huh.
And at first it was sort of like, wow, he was pissed, but I think he didn't want to get, Tom didn't, and he didn't want to get Tom into some trouble that he would go into the facility against the rules of the NFL.
But how long does that last for? Before other teams buck back?
I don't know. Also, if you are Fox and you're paying him over $300 million over 10 years, you've got to be dealing with the NFL on a pretty regular basis where you're like, we're paying this man so much money. Yeah. Please allow him into production meetings with these players and coaches.
But if you're the Kansas City Chiefs or the Denver Broncos or the Chargers.
If you're a team, why do you care?
Because you...
What is he going to get? Yeah. What are they going to give up to Tom Brady in a production meeting?
Is he going to have the ability to go there?
I would give him whatever he wanted.
Generally, is he going to have the ability to go watch practice on the Friday like those guys do? Is he going to have the ability to be there and see specific plays that, you know, they design up and they utilize on Friday? Is he going to have that type of leverage?
Yes. So if they're not playing the Raiders, then I guess, like, why does it matter?
Well, because he's going to be able to see, like...
So maybe if Tom Brady is at a practice... I don't think Tom Brady's calling any games where the Raiders are playing, so it won't matter going to a practice when Kansas City is playing the Patriots.
Yeah, but if Kansas City has a specific play that they love to run, and they, you know, generally Friday is your red zone area, red zone and short yardage and kind of goal line situation, and you put your install your plays that you like in that area, if Brady's there, he now knows, hey... I was at practice. Denver likes to run this specific play when they get in the red zone because that's what these guys do. How many times have you heard, you know, whether it's Chris Collinsworth or one of these other guys go, oh, they ran that play four times in practice.
So why would it matter if Tom Brady was there witnessing it in person or sitting next to somebody who is explaining it the next day?
He would then tell the coaches.
Right.
Yeah, but the person, his teammates on the broadcast are still going to these practices, still going to production meetings. So they're going to talk about it regardless whether Tom's there to see it or not.
Right. But he has the insight to tell Pete Carroll, hey, this is a specific play that they love to run.
I think Wiggy's right, honestly.
You do?
Yeah. I think meeting with players is totally fine.
Right.
But if you're going to have him at practice, do you think the Chiefs would allow Tom Brady, the player, to sit at their Friday walkthrough practice in a game that they will be then playing the Patriots 3 weeks later?
No.
So then why would they allow a minority owner to do that?
Right.
Because Tom Brady's going to view practice differently than Aaron Andrews, Tom Rinaldi, and whatever the former car salesman that does the play-by-play that does a good job. Well, those three guys and girls will watch it very differently than Tom Brady would.
And are you surprised he's back again this year?
Shocked.
Really?
Shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great money. I think the reason the NFL initially put that in place was I think everybody thought it was a one and done. And now they're like, oh, I guess he'll keep doing it. So
maybe it was a condition. Maybe it was his condition on staying that he wanted to be a part of that stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's silly to have him go to practice. I think it's silly also to have him not be able to sit in Andy Reid's office and talk for 20 minutes.
Because he's going to easily pick up the phone who Patrick Graham is the defensive coordinator for the Raiders and say, hey, listen, I was at Kansas City's practice. They really love this play in the red zone. Matter of fact, they designed up this new play. So when we get ready to play them in a couple of weeks, we got to be alert for that.
And you're setting yourself up as the NFL if the Raiders make a big stop against one of the teams that he's broadcast for earlier in the year, you're going to think maybe Brady saw something and let them know.
This is Jake from Boston. What's up, Jake?
Well, Greg, you know what? I'm with Courtney on this whole Taylor Swift thing, but to give you some ammo to work with, I'll give you some ammo to work with. He proposed during training camp. After losing the Super Bowl, now there's been one team in the last 50 years to lose a Super Bowl, go on and win the whole thing the next year. That was our Patriots in 2019. So they're distracted. This is a huge distraction for the Chiefs. This is the worst thing that could happen to the Chiefs here. And she was a distraction last year at the Super Bowl because both her and the Mahomes, Brittany Mahomes, rented houses. And then they had date nights on Friday and Saturday night before they no-showed against the Eagles in that Super Bowl. Mm. You have the fact that they open the season in Brazil. The only questions they're going to get all year long is going to be about this wedding. And about the wedding, you got to assume that Patrick Mahomes is a groomsman, right? And Taylor's brother's got to be a groomsman, too. So there's got to be a trade in the bridal party. If Brittany Mahomes is not in the bridal party, couldn't you see her going full Giselle and tearing that whole thing apart? Either way, the Bills should feel really good about themselves. If I'm betting this thing, the Bills and the Bengals should have gotten more favorable odds from Vegas because this thing's going to tear the Chiefs dynasty apart. Again, Brittany Mahomes is not in the bridal party. She's going to tear the whole castle down.
Wow. Didn't even think of that.
Oh, does Brittany Mahomes and Taylor not get along?
No, they're friends, but she's not going to be in the bridal party.
Like. Mm.
But it is going to be a distraction.
Yeah.
Why? People get married every single year.
They're going to ask him about, think about how distracted you were.
I've been
wedding lead up.
Oh, mine? Yeah. Yeah. Specifically, yes.
So we're literally working out during the show.
Right. I was doing arm curls.
Yeah, Travis Kelce is going to be the same way. Like, he has to figure out what the meal is and...
Right.
What the first dance is.
Do you do the hummus station?
I'm going to guess they're going to do a very quaint wedding in Watch Hill, and it's going to be just lovely.
He should have waited till after the season because it is going to be an issue. Think about last year was an issue, right? Remember they were like,
he was taking time off to go to New York all the time.
Yeah, and he was a little bit overweight, and he was, jet setting all over the place.
A little bit overweight. Like,
well, he's lost.
What are you talking about, Andy Reid?
He's lost like 17, 18 pounds this year. So, but last year, remember, he got criticized because he wasn't putting the work in and he was more focused on, his new relationship with Taylor Swift. If he would have just waited till after the season, then he won't answer. Because if he plays bad, what do you think they're going to say?
It is amazing how different the national media covers the Chiefs. Like the Patriots, it would be all about distracted tight end ties the knot. Like it's amazing that they get their doors blown in the Super Bowl. And their best player, not named Patrick Mahomes, on offense, is engaged to the biggest superstar in the world and doing, 10-hour photo shoots and nobody talks about it.
But no, we did criticize him last year. A lot of people criticized him saying that he wasn't ready.
Well, he didn't have a good year last
year. Right, and a lot of people blamed it because of the fact that
he assaulted his coach.
He was all
that
over
was
the
year before.
Oh.
Yeah. He was all over the place with Taylor Swift. So if he starts off slow, people are going to instantly go, oh, he's too focused on this wedding and this and that. So, he just better be careful.
Do you think Jackson Mahomes and Britt Reid will sit next to each other at the kids' table?
Do you think she will perform at her own wedding?
No.
She might.
I bet she'll have friends. I bet like Ed Sheeran performs. I bet there's a few others.
You don't think she sings him her like love song that she wrote?
That she wrote for him.
How perfect would it be if the groomsmen wore ref outfits?
all right. If you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, I have something special for you. Contest line 617-931-0937. Call now and you get a pair of passes for the 2004 Red Sox Championship Cruise with Kevin Millar and teammates on September 14th. There are limited tickets that are still available when you go to cityexperiences.com.